Our California Mission pilgrimage is now 3/4 full. Don't hesitate to register today. Now let's pray. Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come be present to your church, be near and aid our penitence, as we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. Yours is more than mortal beauty. Every word you speak is full of grace. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Yours is more than mortal beauty. Every word you speak is full of grace. The bridegroom is here, go out and welcome him. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They're escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The bridegroom is here. Go out and welcome him. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Brothers, I beg you through the mercy of God to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For as you have judged them, so God will judge you. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deus salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Sheenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eos a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum. fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esudientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For as you have judged them, so God will judge you. Glory to God the Father, who has promised through his Son to grant what is asked by those who pray together. With confidence in this promise, let us pray.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Lord, you gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai and brought it to perfection in your Anointed One. May all recognize the law written in their hearts and keep it faithfully as a covenant.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Give those in authority a true concern for their brothers and sisters entrusted to their care, and inspire the hearts of the people to support their leaders.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Strengthen with your Spirit the minds and hearts of missionaries, and raise up a great company to help them from every nation.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Give your grace to children that they may grow in your favor, and to young people that they may reach their full stature by loving you and keeping your commandments.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in your peace. Bring them at last to eternal life.
Lord, look with favor on your people.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnium malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. On June 26th, Sing the Hours will be embarking on a journey of prayer and pilgrimage. From Los Angeles to San Jose, we'll be visiting the California missions, praying together, singing together, fellowshipping together, all in one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. On July 1st, we'll be venerating St. Junipero Serra, where he's buried at his tomb in the Carmel Mission. Register today to reserve your spot on the bus. God bless.